In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us.
But if we confess our sins, God, who is faithful and just, will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
Let us then confess our sins to God our Father.
Most merciful God, we confess that we are by nature sinful and unclean. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We justly deserve your present and eternal punishment. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us. Forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your holy name. Amen.
In the mercy of Almighty God, Jesus Christ was given to die for us, and for his sake, God forgives us all our sins. To those who believe in Jesus Christ, he gives the power to become the children of God and bestows on them the Holy Spirit. May the Lord, who has begun this good work in us, bring it to completion in the day of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Lord, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy. The scripture reading is from Genesis chapter 6 and chapter 8 and 9. Now the earth was corrupt in God's sight, and the earth was filled with violence. And God saw the earth, and behold, it was corrupt, for all flesh had corrupted their way on the earth. And God said to Noah, I have determined to make an end of all flesh, for the earth is filled with violence through them. Behold, I will destroy them with the earth. Make yourself an ark of gopher wood. Make rooms in the ark and cover it inside and out with pitch. This is how you are to make it. The length of the ark, 300 cubits. Its breadth, 50 cubits. And its height, 30 cubits. Make a roof for the ark and finish it to a cubit above. And set the door of the ark in its side. Make it with lower, second, and third decks. For behold, I will bring a flood of waters upon the earth to destroy all flesh in which is the breath of life under heaven. Everything that is on the earth shall die. But I will establish my covenant with you, and you shall come into the ark, you, your sons, your wife, and your sons' wives with you. And of every living thing of all flesh, you shall bring two of every sort into the ark to keep them alive with you. They shall be male and female. Of the birds according to their kinds, and of the animals according to their kinds, and of every creeping thing of the ground according to its kind, two of every sort shall come in to you to keep them alive. Also take with you every sort of food that is eaten, and store it up. It shall serve as food for you and for them. Noah did this. He did all that God commanded him. Continuing at chapter 8, verse 13 and following. In the 601st year, in the first month, the first day of the month, the waters were dried from off the earth. And Noah removed the covering of the ark and looked, and behold, the face of the ground was dry. In the second month, on the 27th day of the month, the earth had dried out. Then God said to Noah, Go out from the ark, you and your wife, and your sons' wives with you. Bring out with you every living thing that is with you of all flesh, birds and animals, and every creeping thing that creeps on the earth, that they may swarm on the earth and be fruitful and multiply on the earth. So Noah went out, and his sons and his wife and his sons' wives with him. Every beast, every creeping thing, and every bird, everything that moves on the earth, went out by families from the ark. Then Noah built an altar to the Lord and took some of every clean animal and some of every clean bird and offered burnt offerings on the altar. And when the Lord smelled the pleasing aroma, the Lord said in his heart, I will never again curse the ground because of man, for the intention of man's heart is evil from his youth. Neither will I ever again strike down every living creature as I have done. While the earth remains, seed time and harvest, cold and heat, summer and winter, day and night shall not cease. And God blessed Noah and his sons and said to them, Be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth. The fear of you and the dread of you shall be upon every beast of the earth and upon every bird of the heavens, upon everything that creeps on the ground and all the fish of the sea. Into your hand they are delivered. Every moving thing that lives shall be food for you, and as I gave you the green plants, I give you everything. But you shall not eat flesh with its life, that is, its blood. And for your life blood I will require a reckoning. For from every beast I will require it, and from man. From his fellow man I will require a reckoning for the life of man. Whoever sheds the blood of man, by man shall his blood be shed. For God made man in his own image. And you, be fruitful and multiply. Increase greatly on the earth and multiply in it. Then God said to Noah and to his sons with him, Behold, I establish my covenant with you and your offspring after you, and with every living creature that is with you, the birds, the livestock, and every beast of the earth with you, as many as came out of the ark, it is for every beast of the earth. I establish my covenant with you, that never again shall all flesh be cut off by the waters of the flood, and never again shall there be a flood to destroy the earth. And God said, This is the sign of the covenant that I make between me and you and every living creature that is with you for all future generations. I have set my bow in the cloud, and it shall be a sign of the covenant between me and the earth. When I bring clouds over the earth and the bow is seen in the clouds, I will remember my covenant that is between me and you and every living creature of all flesh. And the waters shall never again become a flood to destroy all flesh. When the bow is in the clouds, I will see it and remember the everlasting covenant between God and every living creature of all flesh that is on the earth. God said to Noah, This is the sign of the covenant that I have established between me and all flesh that is on the earth. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth. And in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. For the teaching, I reread a portion of Genesis chapter 9. And God said, This is the sign of the covenant that I will make between me and you and every living creature that is with you for all future generations. I have set my bow in the cloud, and it shall be a sign of the covenant between me and the earth. When I bring clouds over the earth and the bow is seen in the clouds, I will remember my covenant that is between me and you and every living creature of all flesh. And the waters shall never again become a flood to destroy all flesh. When the bow is in the clouds, I will see it and remember the everlasting covenant between God and every living creature of all flesh that is on the earth. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. The great flood, as recorded in Genesis chapters 6 through 9, has many details that are important for us to know and understand, but two teachings will be our focus. First, God is patient, wanting people to repent and come to faith, but he will punish sin. And second, our hope for salvation from God is based on God's dependability and mercy, not on our own goodness. God punishes evil. God does not allow evil to exist forever. It may seem God does not care if evil endures, when the evil seems to last a long time, but God has his own timing to punish evildoers. We should not think that God does not know how people behave. God knows of all sin that people do. Jesus' teaching about obedience to the Ten Commandments was even stricter than the religious leaders taught in his day. If one lusts or hates in one's heart, without even doing the actual physical sin, Jesus taught one is still guilty of great sin. Moreover, Jesus taught that sin does not consist only of actions that break moral behavior, but sin also consists of lack of mercy and justice toward other people. No one can escape the charge of being a sinner before God. Moreover, when God punishes people because of sin, it is not a light punishment, and there is no escape. Jesus said the punishment that would come to the people of Jerusalem would be great. He told the women of Jerusalem, who cried over Jesus' death sentence and torture, that they should not cry for him, but for themselves and the whole world, when God's judgment comes upon unbelief. Great punishment was in the future. God punishes sin through disaster and death, but God also rescues his people, even in the midst of disaster and death. Peter taught that when God punishes the ungodly, God can also rescue his people. From 2 Peter chapter 2, if he did not spare the ancient world, but preserved Noah, a herald of righteousness, with seven others, when he brought a flood upon the world of the ungodly, then the Lord knows how to rescue the godly from trials and to keep the unrighteous under punishment until the day of judgment, and especially those who indulge in the lust of defiling passion and despise authority. The time of the flood was a punishment from God, but it was also a time of rescue for those who trusted in him. God promised to rescue Noah and his family through the ark, and he did rescue them. Noah and his family still went through troubled times, but God carried them through for his purpose and for the good of the people. God's rescue and mercy is dependable because God is dependable. Was Noah perfect, with perfect faith and actions? No. Noah sinned in his life. What is dependable are God's promises. Rainbows are a sign of God's promise, his covenant, to never again destroy all life on earth with another great flood. Christians who know God's word remember God's promise when we see the rainbow. We remember that God is in charge over all things on earth. What is even more comforting, though, is that God remembers his promises and never forgets them. God said, "When the bow is in the clouds, I will see it and remember the everlasting covenant between God and every living creature of all flesh that is on the earth." God is holy and perfect. He has perfect mercy and perfect justice. Humans are sinners, and by our own plans and power, not only can we not reach or receive God's mercy and justice, but our plans and powers often sin against God's mercy and justice. We cannot match God's mercy and justice. We need God's mercy and justice. We need God to remember his promises to us, to save us. We are not dependable, but God is dependable. That is the gospel of Jesus. Though we are not dependable, Jesus is. Though we sin, Jesus forgives and saves. God remembers his promises to save. That is our foundation of hope, whatever we face in our lives. What are some words of promise from God? From John chapter 10. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they will never perish, and no one will snatch them out of my hand. My Father, who has given them to me, is greater than all, and no one is able to snatch them out of my Father's hand. I and the Father are one. And from John chapter 14. Let not your hearts be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also in me. In my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, would I have told you that I go to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and will take you to myself, that where I am, you may be also. And you know the way to where I am going. Thomas said to him, Lord, we do not know where you are going. How can we know the way? Jesus said to him, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you had known me, you would have known my Father also. From now on, you do know him and have seen him. Please pray with me. Dear Lord Jesus, help me trust in your promises to forgive and give me peace. Despite evil and chaos in this world, let me firmly believe that you hold all things in your hands. Amen. Now may the peace of God that passes all understanding guard our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. We pray. You have heard our pleas for mercy, O Lord, and given up your Son to be our Savior. Hear us now as we come to you on behalf of ourselves and all people. Our hearts have burned in us, O Lord, as your word has been read and preached. Keep our faith from growing cold and grant us grace, that we may not waver in faith or succumb to temptation. Give to us and to our children receptive hearts, that we may hear and, hearing, believe, and be steadfast in this faith and hope all our days. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Guard our nation, O Lord, that we may enjoy peace and security in the face of threat and danger. Bless our President, the Congress of the United States, our Governor, and all state and local officials, that they may fulfill their offices faithfully. Bless the members of the armed forces who protect us, and teach the nations the ways of peace. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Deliver us from all our afflictions, and grant us strength to bear all our burdens, O Lord. Hear us in particular for Margaret, Norma, Lillian, Carolyn, Charlotte, Sandy, Henry, Lincoln, Isaac, Julie, Loretta, Bryston, Kathy, Carlin, Mark, Dan, Kathy, Shirley, David, Paul, Stacy, Andrew, Philip, Elizabeth, the daughter of Julie, the family of Diane, Pastor Shiwi, and Pastor Berlin, and those whom we name in our hearts. According to your gracious will, heal the sick, relieve those who suffer, comfort the grieving, and give peace to the dying. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
These and whatever other things we need, O Lord, we pray you to grant us in the name and for the sake of our Lord Jesus Christ, whose death has made full atonement for our sin, and whose resurrection has granted to us the promise of our own joyful resurrection to eternal life. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, we pray. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. O Lord, hear my prayer,
and let my cry come to you.
Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with us all.
Amen.